broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, August the 26th, 2022. Last Friday in the month of August, 14 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. And we're going to have some open phone line conversation this hour, 740-383-9944. I am in the studio today. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, we did get an announcement here, and I want to make this announcement, as we always try to do, that the Richland Road Church of Christ will be having their food bank this Saturday, August the 27th, from 9 a.m., at 9 a.m., people can get into the church's parking lot at 8 a.m. They will give away full grocery carts of food. They will also have a clothing house that will be opening at 9 a.m., so that is tomorrow morning, at the Richland Road Church of Christ. They will have their food bank as well as clothing pantry. And I don't believe there's any paperwork that has to be shown for that or anything of that nature. It's just a place you can go and get a grocery cart of food and get some clothes if you need them. So a very great service they provide over at the Richland Road Church of Christ on Richland Road here in Marion tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, at 9 a.m. And you can get in the parking lot at 8 a.m. Has anybody ever went to that who can report back to us exactly what it's like? I've never been to that event. We've talked about it several times on the air, but does anybody know how that exactly goes? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And I have to say, you know, this digitizing of the radio station, which has went on, I think this is day number 8 for it, we have done tremendously well. The Demetrius Ross interview got a tremendous amount of attention. We now have been doing things on Facebook Live, a lot of our programs. We've got some bigger things in store coming up next week, and it's fascinating how things are just falling into place. You know, it just takes a little bit of time, and we'll be right where we were. We had a chance to talk to our friend Lee yesterday. He was going to call yesterday and see if he could get an Alexa and get some internet service in his household, so hopefully he's able to do that. He was supposed to call us back today and let us know how that went, so maybe we'll hear for Lee. From Lee sometime this morning here. Or if anybody knows Lee, or again, if anybody out there has anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to hear from you. Now, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, we keep hearing that the certified building over here on Main Street is now going to be turned into a convenience store, a little convenience store, I guess it would be, now that they have pulled up the pumps and filled in the holes and put the pumps beside the building. Looks like it's going to be a convenience store over there, and I'm sure that'll be good for the people in the neighborhood. We don't have that confirmed, but that is what we have heard. So if you've heard anything of that nature or anything else about anything else going on in the Marion area, please give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you and know what you've found out. 740-383-9944. Now, a lot of this comes from all the other things we have learned over the last few weeks, that SECA is building a storage facility out on 98 and 309. D&B's Rockin' Wings is going to be opening up over near Logan Tire. I don't know if that's open yet or not. We last heard it's going to be opening, but we don't know if it has. Does anybody know anything about D&B's Rockin' Wings over near Logan Tire? Burke's Clothing Outlet will be opening in the Kohl's Plaza. Out by Silver Line, there's going to be a Boise Cascade Lumber being built out there. The Chicken Shack has permanently closed due to food cost. Bath and Body Works is supposed to move from the mall to the Kohl's Plaza in October when their current lease is up. The Sears building is being turned into a temperature-controlled storage. Speedway is supposed to move from one side of Barks Road to the other over to the Sears side sometime soon and tear down the old location, probably to go to the county from the city. And then we talked about Certified. We've got the Chill Out House of the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place, which is out here on Route 4 beyond the Moto Mart and what used to be Super Duper Grocery Store. That is in business now. And Hauser Racing took over what used to be the Office Max and Wolf Brothers building out behind the mall. So those are the stories as we have them so far. If anybody'd like to add anything to those or say anything, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we also have our Del Taco updates. Now, at one point, we were told that Del Taco was waiting for supplies. That's why that venture was going so slowly. But also, over time, we have heard that it is the parking issue, that the land they are on is just not big enough to hold the parking of their employees, plus people who might come there to eat or also operate the drive-thru. So that might be a whole trouble unto itself. So there's that as well. So if anybody has anything to say about the development of Marion, so on and so forth, that is all on the table as well. 740-383-9944. Okay. Want to talk a little bit about this. It continues on. You know, it's one of those stories, kind of like the, you remember back in May, the whole story about the River Valley graduation speech? Well, this story seems to be getting the same amount of traction. The Bratwurst Festival Queen, who was ousted, I think, you know, a week, something like that, a week, 15 days, before her reign came to an end. And we all learned this week that the reason she was ousted was because she attended a party that she was not supposed to attend. But apparently there's some conjecture on that. Well, the new rub on this is that apparently she has now released a statement as of this morning through her attorney that she didn't do anything wrong, that she wasn't supposed... it's a mess. Do you think the Bratwurst Festival Queen is being treated wrong here, the former queen? I don't understand this story, to be honest with you. The whole thing is very, very confusing to me. I don't get it. Because we all speculated as to what the reason could be that her crown was taken away. And we all learned this week that the reason given by the Bratwurst Festival through their attorneys was because apparently she and some other royalty had been to some parties and not represented the Bratwurst Festival in the best way, so they told them not to go to any more parties and represent themselves as the Bratwurst Festival people, and they ended up going to a party anyway, and apparently that just blew the doors off the thing, so they had to suspend the queen. Now, this is very dramatic for a story like this, but again, we love drama stories like this, don't we? We love our drama. It's kind of like the River Valley thing. What do people think about this whole Bratwurst Festival thing? You know, I feel so bad about it because the people of Bucyrus have always been so nice. The Bratwurst Festival has always been handled so well. And I don't know that there's ever been any drama surrounding the Bratwurst Festival. And now we've got this huge drama that is now continually going on and on and on and being written. You know, the initial story came out that the Bratwurst Festival Queen was ousted. And then she gave a statement. And then the Bratwurst Festival board said they were not going to comment. And then they finally did come back this week and comment, and now the Queen has commented back as of today and said she did nothing wrong through her attorneys, and now attorneys are involved in this whole thing, and it's really becoming a big kerfluffle. Does anybody have anything to say about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Somebody out there has got to have something to say about this whole Bratwurst Festival drama that we have going on here in Marion. Should she have been ousted for going to a celebration? I'm still not even sure if she went as a representative from the Bratwurst Festival or not. That story I read yesterday really did not say if she did go as a representative or if she did not go as a representative. So I don't really understand the whole thing, to be honest. The whole thing is a little shaky in my particular opinion. But again, that's just my opinion. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody's got an opinion on that. Now, oh, we do want to mention again that Steve Bruner, he was on our show yesterday, the comedian, will be at the Marion Palace Theater tomorrow night, Saturday night, August the 27th at 7:30 p.m. If you're interested in tickets, you can call the Palace, 740-387-3425. That's 740-387-3425. Steve Bruner, a clean comedian, tomorrow night, August the 27th. And we thank him for coming on the show yesterday. Now, yesterday, also on the show, Abby called in. And we had not heard from Abby in quite a while. Now, I don't know if she's out there listening this morning. She sent me a message earlier that she was listening sometime this morning, but I don't know if she's out there this particular hour. But I had asked her, because of yesterday's conversation, which we did not finish, because she was talking about going to concerts. Well, I'm trying to think of that concert she said she was going to later on this month. It was a birthday present, I think. Mason Cube or something. I don't remember. But she's going to some kind of concert. And she had went to the Garth Brooks concert earlier in the summer. And we did not get to hear about the Garth Brooks concert. So I said, well, let's have her back on today because we ran out of time yesterday. And let's find out about this Garth Brooks concert because everybody loves Garth Brooks. Isn't that true? And apparently, the reason she can't call in today is because she's going to a bungee class. A bungee class. Now, I'm not against physical fitness in any way. Whatever you can do to improve yourself, why not do it? But what in the world is a bungee class? See, here's the thing. I don't even think she knows what a bungee class is. Because I asked her repeatedly yesterday, I said, what in the world is a bungee class? And all she basically could say is it had something to do with bungee cords. Well, I kind of understood that. I got the idea that it probably had to do with bungee cords. But I don't know what a bungee class is. Now, does anybody out there know what a bungee class is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And did you enjoy her call-in yesterday? You know, it'd been about 6 months since we heard from her. And again, every time she comes on, there's always trouble. Because we have to clear up many discrepancies in the things that she says versus things, how they happened. Like, yesterday, she was accusing me of saying that I called her middle-aged. But that's wrong because she said I said that at her birthday time. And she said her birthday's in June. Well, I was not around her in the month of June, and I was not talking to her in June. So how could I have called her middle-aged? So, you know, then she had to change her story a little bit and said that I called her that in March, but I don't know. Seems a little shaky. What do you think? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Did you enjoy hearing from her again? That's an interesting question. She must not be listening this hour because she gets all hot and bothered. She'd be calling in and sending me messages. telling me I'm wrong, so she must not be out there right now. But I don't think she has any idea what a bungee class is. She might be getting herself into trouble here, because I don't know if you know this about her, but she's not all that an athletic person. One time, I saw her in the school kick off her shoes and run down the hallway. I think it was with the boys' track team. And they just left her in the dust. You know, it was one of those things where they said, go, and the boys had already finished, and she hadn't even moved her first leg yet. I mean, that's what was going on there. So God bless her heart. She's a nice person, and I appreciate her desire to maybe be more physically fit. But I have no idea what a bungee class is, and I don't think she does either. And apparently none of the listeners today know what a bungee class is, and maybe that's all for the best. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you if you have any idea about this whole thing. Okay, where are we at this point? Well, I think we have some family feud here that we did not finish up the other day. Yes, we do. What is the best place to study? That is a family feud question that we did not finish up. Now, I remember the last time we did this, we had some interesting answers. We had library and bedroom. But there are still three other answers. Does anybody know what the three other answers are? What is the best place to study? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The best place to study. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I know on these digital devices we operate on somewhat of a delay on TuneIn and the website. WWGH1071.com. But we have three of the answers. The number one answer was library. We got that one the other day. The number two answer was bedroom. But we still have three answers to go. Does anybody know what those remaining three answers are? I would love to know if you know. What is the best place for someone to study? We've got library, and we've got bedroom. What are the other three? 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers out there in listener land? I mean, of course, library would be on the list. Library is an awful common place that people would study. But bedroom? Well, I guess that could be kind of considered a dorm room or anything of that nature. But what are the other three places? Now, some of these are probably more, well, I don't know. I about said modern places, but to be honest with you, they probably aren't all that modern. So, the answers are not terribly difficult, but we were having a difficult time with this category the other day. All right, here comes a call. Let's see who it is. Go ahead, caller.
What about the kitchen?
The kitchen, absolutely. Number five on the list. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The kitchen shows up at number five on the list. So now we've got three of the answers. What is the best place for someone to study? The best place for someone to study. We've got library, bedroom, and kitchen. Still two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are those other two answers? And I'm going to check and see if we are going to see Linda today. Hopefully. Let's see, got to type a little note here. Maybe we can get her in here at 11:15. All right. We sent that off to Linda. Let's see if we hear from her. All right. What is the best place for someone to study? We've got library, bedroom, and kitchen. Does anybody know what the other answer would be? All right. We'd love to know. Three answers so far. Library, bedroom, and kitchen. What is the best place for someone to study? Two other answers remain on the list today. What could those two other answers be? Oh, we might get a... Well, we're going to get a new listener here momentarily because, you know, earlier on, well, just moments ago, I was going through the whole story about this bungee class. Somehow we got flopped for a bungee class this morning. I don't know how that happens. But as I said, Abby called in at the end of the show yesterday, and we just wanted to talk about the Garth Brooks concert, because she's going to Mason Jar down at, I believe, she didn't even know where it was going to be. Nationwide, I don't know, Schottenstein Center. She didn't know where the concert was going to be. I don't even think she knew who Mason Jar was, because I asked her some of the songs, and she had no idea. But in any event, she had went to the big Garth Brooks concert, I believe, which was down in Cincinnati somewhere. And I wanted to know about the Garth Brooks concert, and we didn't have time because we ran out of time because she called in late. Now, why she always puts the calling off until the last minute, and then we don't have time to get through what we need to get through. So I wanted to have her back on today because I wanted to say, hey, let's discuss this whole Garth Brooks thing, because that's a positive thing to discuss. You know, we want to talk about Garth Brooks. Everybody loves the Garth Brooks. So I said, can you call back in today? And, you know, we had fun yesterday. You know, it's always fun when she calls in, as I say, because 50% of the time is me trying to clear up mistakes in what she says. Because she states things a certain way, and then it really isn't that way at all. And then I have to correct it. Now, yesterday we went through the Christmas party incident of 2021, and we went through me apparently making a nasty comment to her on her birthday, even though I wasn't around her on her birthday. And, you know, it's always me trying to clear up. See, now she's telling... okay, listen, Abby, call in. I'm at the studio. Now, I know you got a free moment to call in, because we got to clear this up. Because, now, see, first of all, I do want to hear about Garth Brooks. People want to hear about Garth Brooks. If I had your phone number, I'd call you, but I'm not at home today, so I don't, you know, the number that came up on the caller ID, I can't call you. But you can call me here, 740-383-9944. Because now she's saying, I did not invite her. But I did. I totally invited her yesterday, and she said she had bungee class. Now, I don't even think she knows what bungee class is. See, this is the sad thing about, again, I'm for physical fitness. I'm all about that. Physical fitness is good. But if you don't know what class you're going to, this could be bad. This could be bad. She could come in right now if she wanted to. She knows where the studio is. I don't know when bungee class is, but, you know, I'm available for this sort of thing. Go ahead, caller.
Two things. What about the restroom or bathroom for the study?
No restroom.
Okay, and also then about Abby. I believe she was talking about Post Malone, not Mason Jar.
Oh, not Mason Jar. Was it Post Malone? Do you know Post Malone?
He's one of these rock and rollers nowadays, and kind of a rap. He has tattoos all over his face and stuff. He sounds pretty good, but I don't know that much about him, though. I just seen him on TV a couple of times.
Oh, is he like a punk with all these tattoos and all this?
Well, I don't know if they call it punk anymore, but he's kind of raps, too.
Now, when she called in yesterday, what impression did you get from that phone conversation?
Well, you guys just go back and forth all the time. It's entertaining.
Well, don't you think I like that? Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just like it was entertaining the way you and Glenn went back and forth that day about the change into digital.
Well, that's right. And with Abby, you know, Abby and I have been friends now for quite a while. She knows that we get along. We converse. Everything's hunky-dory. But when she gets on the radio, she has this pension to, I think she gets amnesia, and she doesn't remember stories as they were. So I feel it's my duty to straighten her out.
It's entertaining.
Well, but don't you want to hear about Garth Brooks? That's why I tried to invite her on today.
Well, she's probably busy or something or other.
She's bungeeing. Do you know what bungee is? I have no idea.
All I know is about bungee jumping, and I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I wouldn't want to bungee jump either, but I invited her in, and I said, Abby, do you want to come in tomorrow like the old days? And she said, I would love to, but I have bungee. And I said, well, what in the world is bungee? And she said it had something to do with bungee cords, and I said, well, I got that, but I don't understand what bungee is.
I don't either. I was going to Google it, and then I forgot to.
Well, maybe she'll have the guts to call in today or show up here before class, because I think she said class was at noon. So, you know, what time is it now? It's only, 10:40? So she wouldn't have to leave until, 11:40, you know? I don't know what they do if you're late to bungee class. I don't know if they, slap you on the head. I don't know what they do.
Throw you off the side of the building.
That's about right. Maybe bungee class, because now she's saying that I never invited her in, but I surely invited her in, because how would I know about the bungee class?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Maybe we'll hear from her. I hope so, because we want to know about Garth Brooks.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, see, Abby, I know you're out there listening, so there you go. The callers have spoken. They want to hear as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to go back here and look in this conversation, because I know we talked about this yesterday. All right. Oh, here it is. She said, I have a class until 12. 11:30 to 12. Well, we don't come back on till 12:15. Now, why couldn't she come on at 12:15? Okay, so I'm inviting you 11:30. She has to be there at 11:30. So it's 10:41. Now, she could call in right now and say, yes, I will be there, because we don't go off the air till 1 o'clock. She could say, I don't know what she looks like after bungee class. Whatever that is. Is bungee class even still going on? We have no idea, really. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
Are you?
Well, I am, because I'm confused about the things you're typing.
No, you definitely asked me to come in, but you didn't ask me to call in. I told you I couldn't come in.
Right, but I did ask you to come in.
You did ask me to come in. You just didn't ask me to call in.
But that's not what you wrote. You said you didn't talk to me to come in today. You didn't ask me to come in today.
You did. You asked me to come in at noon today or something, but I told you I didn't.
Or something. Jesus.
I can't keep all the things that you say straight.
Yeah, I know what that's like. Talking to you has been a little rough lately. I don't understand it.
It's always a little rough, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you see, the listener called in, and she loved the conversation from yesterday, so I'm glad you called in, because we want to straighten these things out, because we want to be an on-the-ball station here.
And, you know, I love the fact that she knew that it was Post Malone. That, made my day.
What did I say?
Mason jar. What is that even?
Mason jar. Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. I told you, I don't know Post Malone.
But she did. She knew he had tattoos. She knew that it really wasn't called punk anymore. She was on it.
Are you into that punk tattooed things?
No, he's not really punk. She's right. It's not called punk anymore.
Well, we never got that far yesterday. We got cut off. That's why I tried to invite you in today, because I was trying to figure out, first of all, who this guy was, Post Malone. What does he sing?
Honestly, you're just going to have to, like, Google Post Malone.
But that doesn't help the audience. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing a show here.
What is... Sorry, like, I mean... I'm not going to sing one of his songs. We've discussed this yesterday.
What is it with you? You sing all the time. I mean, I've seen you, and you act like you don't do it in public. I've seen videos of you singing.
What have you ever seen me singing?
Oh, there was a video, and I'm going to have to find it. I'll play that on the air. How about that? Now, don't go deleting anything, because there was a video. Now you're going to be honest, or are you going to do one of your little sidesteps?
Yes. No, honestly, I will be honest, I don't sing.
Okay, there was a video, because we're Facebook friends, there was a video of you singing a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, I don't think it's a video, it's just a picture.
But you were doing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was like pre-gaming the concert, if you know what I'm saying.
No, go ahead, tell the truth,
yeah,
say
so
it.
I was pre-gaming the concert.
No, what does that mean? No, don't use code words. Go ahead.
At a...
what were you doing?
Establishment. I was drinking.
Knocking them back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was my...
Gotta keep you straight.
So then we were just at a bar that was playing Garth music. So it was directly across from, like, Bengal Stadium where the concert was. So we were just there prior to it. And, yes, I was singing. But
in public!
Yes, but nobody there cared. Like, they were all...
Well,
like,
I care!
Great. Okay, well, I don't think it sounded as great as what I thought it did or anybody else thought it did.
Are you sure it wasn't a video? I'm going to look here. What day was that? I'm going to see if that was a video or not.
That was back in May. But no, it really wasn't a video. It's really just a picture.
I feel now like I'm one of those stalkers looking at your Facebook page.
I know that you actually are. You always say, I don't see your stuff, and I never pay attention to that. But here you are.
No, I'm not saying I don't see anything that you put up. I just say I don't see everything. Because one time you were telling me about the color of your hair, and I said, well, I did not see that post. Because
fact,
I haven't seen you since March.
It is fact. I color my hair. Nobody's going to be shocked about that. Gray hair and wrinkles terrify me, so I do what I can to combat that.
Yeah, but you became a blonde. Last time I saw you, you used that brown dye. Because it used to be on the back of your neck.
No, it's the exact same thing that I have used every time. And I don't do it myself. Somebody does it.
I'm just trying to find this picture of you because I know darn well that was a video. Because I remember, it caught my eye. I'll tell you why. Because it was a Sunday. It was a Saturday, wasn't it?
Well, the concert was on a Saturday. The picture probably did not surface until Sunday.
Right. So I was at home because at that time I was, on confinement. And I remember this video popped up, and I did not listen to it. I will be honest about that. But I said, uh-oh, that's strange because she will never sing. Well, you have sang for me. I have to say you have on the air.
Uh-huh.
But she won't do it. Now she's making videos.
It's not a video. I promise. It's just a picture.
Okay, right. Oh, let me go. Oh, I think I found it here.
And this isn't going to help your audience any. Like, I mean, you know, you say they can't picture me singing at the top of my lungs.
You know, all this picture says, see, this is not it. I think you've deleted it. Because...
No, I promise it's no video.
No, this picture is you, but it says, this is us. Now, how would I know that that's a Garth Brooks thing if this is... I wouldn't have gotten that. From that picture.
Because I did a whole sequence. Like, there's pictures of Garth at the concert that I pulled and compared myself because I was doing, like, the same motions, but I was at the bar prior to the concert. So, it was just kind of a funny, like...
I hate to point this out. But I even know what... And I really did not watch the video. But I even know what song you were singing, and there is no post on here that says anything about that particular song, so I know something's been deleted.
I promise you, nothing has been deleted. I don't. I know. I was singing Shameless.
Yeah. Now, how would I know that?
It's probably in the comments, if you read the comments.
Now, why were you singing that particular song? That's not a hit. Like, calling Baton Rouge or...
Because it was on at the bar.
Oh, you were singing with the bar song.
Yeah, it came on, so I was just, I took it upon myself to nail it.
So you did sing it well.
Well, I mean, in my several drinks and mindset, of course I did.
But yet you can't give me any type of preview here of that particular song.
No, I don't think I'll do that today.
No, why not? It's Friday.
Yeah, but I'm just not in the... I don't know if I'm a singer. We're on our way to Bungie right now, so I'm trying to get in, like, that mindset.
Now that's another question. What the heck is that? What is Bungie?
So, best I can tell from, like, the videos or pictures we've seen is, like, you're kind of hooked to a bungee that's, like, hooked to the ceiling, right? Like, hooked to the ceiling. And then you do, like, moves, like, workouts, like, maybe, like, a push-up or, like, something like that. So, it's, like, then you, like, pop back up. I don't know if I've only seen videos, but it looks fun.
So, who's all going on this little adventure today?
Myself and Aaliyah.
Aaliyah? Now, who's Aaliyah?
Aaliyah is Luke's girlfriend. You know Luke.
Yeah, I've met Luke.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was away at college.
No, his girlfriend's here.
Oh, so he is away at college, but his girlfriend's here.
No, Luke's at home for college. He doesn't go away for college.
Oh, he didn't go away to college. See, I did not know what did he end up choosing?
He didn't go to play football. He stayed home.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, it was good. Good decision.
Now explain. Okay, so you're going somewhere with somebody who is a girlfriend of your son, and your son's 18 years old, right?
He is 19. He'll be 20 in November.
20? Okay. So clearly this girl has got to at least be, what, 4 decades younger than you? And are you worried about going to the bungee class with somebody who's clearly going to be in better physical cardio, you know, shape than you, and she might have to bring you back in an ambulance?
I'm not at all concerned, and if she were 4 decades younger than me, she'd be 3. So she's not 3, and I'm not, I'm 43. That's clear the air here.
That remains to be seen. Now, we haven't quite pinpointed your age yet. I've never seen your driver's license. And I'm not even sure I could match your driver's license up now because your hair changes color so often. But,
Oh, my goodness.
No, your hair is kind of like the seasons here in Ohio. Sometimes it's brown, sometimes it's gray, sometimes it's like blonde right now.
There is highlights that are blonde that cover up the gray.
Well, how much gray is in that thing? Because, you know, are you going to get angry if I tell the story about the hair?
I don't even know the story, because I had my hair in a ponytail, and you said I looked horrible that day, so
no,
I
was
infuriated by your comments, and then you wondered why I was upset.
But
yeah, don't wear hair like that again. I was like, okay, great.
No, here's what happened.
I don't think we need to have another story of a Scott tail.
No, here's the truth. Now, I'm just being honest. Okay, one time, you are tan, which I could never figure out, because you live in Ohio, and we have cold spells.
Scott, have you ever heard of, like, different skin tones or, like, different pigmentation? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I understand, but you...
More melatonin than you do.
Are there members of your family that were members of the Mohegan tribe?
Yes, they were actually Cherokee tribe.
Okay. So anyway, I always wondered about this. Why are you so tan? So, in like February. So one day...
You are so...
But I never questioned it. I just said, okay, well, maybe she goes to a tanning bed or uses that fake stuff, you know, that rub-on. And, one day, we're walking down the hallway, it's just you and me, and you got out there in front of me because, you know, I don't know why you were walking in front of me, but you were.
Because you were slowly.
Yeah, thank you. And so you're rolling down that hallway, but that day you have your hair up in a ponytail. And you know, I don't know why, I'd never seen that before either, but, you know, whatever. You had your hair up in a ponytail, so I could see the back of your neck. For the first time in life, because I'm not usually standing behind you, and your hair's not usually up in a ponytail. So you're I noticed to myself, oh, wait a second, where her hairline normally is where the tan stops.
Why is that not weird? Like, how much back? My hair is long, so, like, even in the sun, it doesn't see much sun on the back of my neck.
But here's my question. So when you're out in the yard working, are you tanning or working? Because I don't understand this.
Well, it depends on the day, I suppose. Have I laid out in the yard and, like, tanned? Sure. But, like, most often I'm not just laying out doing nothing. I'm outside with the kids or doing something.
Well, being a regular tanner, which you must be because, you know, you're tan all the time, don't you pull...
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you know to get your hair off your neck so you don't have a tan line there?
Don't you understand I'm not usually intentionally tanning? Like, I don't, like, intentionally... Like, if I were intentionally trying to, like, lay out in the sun, I would definitely move my hair. But on days where I'm just, like, in the sun, my hair isn't necessarily, like, out of the way.
But here's my question. When you're out there working in the yard, you don't pull back your hair then?
Sometimes, but my hair is long, so my ponytail is still long.
But are you disagreeing with me? True or false, do you have a tan line on your neck?
Elio, do you have a tan line on my neck? No. She doesn't see a tan line on my neck.
Well, I'll take a picture next time. So there's a tan line on your neck. And
why does this perplex you so much? It's really, it's not too, is this news? Is this why we're doing this?
Well, no, but I'm just saying this signified to me that you possibly use that rub-on tan because you wouldn't want to get it close to your hair because, you know, you'd rub it in your hair, but because for some reason you threw your hair up in a ponytail, that you probably didn't rub the back of your neck, so that's why there was a tan line, which explained to me why you were so tan all the time.
I don't, this particular time, you asked me the same thing and I didn't use any rub-on, but, like, I think just maybe... My tan is, I don't know. Scott, I don't have a great explanation for you.
So you do use the rub-on tan?
No. I mean, like, have I ever? Yes. But, like, did I then? No. Which is why I was trying to tell you then. I was like, I don't have a...
Well, this thing's getting away from us again, because what we really want to know is you have no idea what you're going to, apparently, with Bungie, right?
We don't. We've never done this before. She's never done it before either, so we're just winging it.
Well, are you going to call back in and give us an update when it's over?
I don't think you'll be on the air, will you?
Well, I'm on until 1.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we can.
Don't you enjoy this? Isn't this like old times? It's like you can go home again.
It is. It's like old home week right now.
Yeah. So, but here's the important... This is what I wanted to talk about, was the Garth Brooks concert, because I heard there was some scuttlebutt about the whole thing, because they added a concert, because he sold out the first concert, but then nobody came to the second concert.
Well, it was actually backwards. So the Saturday was the one I went to, but he added a Friday concert, and the Friday concert was not sold out since he arrived.
So what do you think happened? Waning performance?
No, it wasn't. The second one, well, when they added the Friday, which was actually obviously before the Saturday one, they didn't advertise it well, which I think was great. I knew someone that was there, and they said it was awesome. Like, it wasn't sold out, and it actually turned out to be a really good show, so.
Well, what did you think of the show? We want a review.
It was amazing. I've seen Garth, I mean, lots of times. I don't even know how many. I've seen him lots of times, and, he's great every time. This is not any different.
Now, what do you like about him?
Right here. He's, like, high energy. I mean, the guy's, like, in his 60s, but he runs around the stage. He's crazy. He's just a great entertainer all the way around. He obviously has an amazing voice, and Fisher Yearwood came out. She was there, so that was fun. Yeah, it was just good.
Oh, did she sing?
She did. A couple of songs, yeah.
Oh, did she?
She did.
Now, was that advertised that she was going to be singing?
No, but I mean, like, it's his wife, so it kind of is, like, exciting when she shows up. She pops up at concerts
now,
down there.
Now, see, I think she's a good singer.
She is good.
Yeah. Okay, so based on singing, we got 2.5 minutes left here. Now,
I don't have 2.5 minutes.
Huh?
I don't think I have 2.5 minutes. We have to go into bungee class here in, like, a minute.
Now, you told me it was at noon or 11:30 or something.
Oh, okay, maybe. Go ahead. I know, but we got here early because we didn't know what we were expecting.
Well, you got plenty of time. Yeah, I'm talking 2 minutes here. Now, give me a song.
A song of what?
Garth Brooks. Because you'll call back in later and you'll tell us how Bungie went, but we want to hear... Sing your one you got drunk and sang at the bar.
No, I mean, this is a whole, no. I mean, like, if it happens for me tonight, well, it won't. I have Friday Night Football tonight. But if I happen to want to sing again, I will call you.
Well, I mean, it's a weeknight, so you'll be drunk tonight, right?
Well, it's a Friday night, so it's not really a weeknight.
Well, why, now we're down to 90 seconds. It's like, beat the clock again. Why can't you just give me a little bit of a song?
Because you like to see what you can make me do when I sing, and I...
No, I just, honest to goodness, we're talking about Garth Brooks here. I'm not asking you to sing the whole song. Just give me the refrain.
No. The last time I sang the refrain of something, you said, like, I said a bad word, I think.
No, no, go ahead. Just give me as little as you want, but say more than the title.
I don't know what song to sing.
You sang the Shameless song. Go ahead, sing that one.
Scott, you are wasting your time. Why don't you sing it for me? I don't know
the song.
Oh, yes, you do. Or sing, like, Garth's Friends in Low Places. You have to know that one.
Yeah, well, I would have thought you would have sang that one. You know, one of his more popular songs.
Oh, I did. I sang that one, too.
Well, give me a little bit of that.
No, that's okay, but I sang all of his songs that night.
When did you become so defiant? Was it when you became a blonde?
New? I don't know if it's new. I'm not defiant. I just am not wanting to sing.
I'm a friend in need who needs a live musical performance here, and you're not helping me.
I know. I'm not a performer.
Okay, here we go. 10 seconds. Give me a little something to sign off this hour.
I don't have any music to sing for you, Scott, but I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll call back in and let you know how my bungee class was.
Now, when you call back in for bungee, hopefully you'll have your energy up and you can sing for us.
I'll probably be exhausted, but maybe.
Well, we're excited to hear it because you have no idea what it is, and we have no idea what it is.
No idea.
Talk to you after bungee. Have fun.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, well, if there ever was anybody who had no idea what she's talking about, that would be her. We're coming back in 15. Don't go anywhere.
I'm a publicity. I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't.